Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again. Trayvon will never get to be an older man. Black children, they childhood stole from them, robbed of our names and our language, stole again. Who stole the stove from black folk? Same man that stole the lamp for cheap black smoke and made the whip crackle on our back slow, made us go through the back door and raffle black bodies on the slave blocks. Now we slave to the blocks, on them we spray shots, leaving our own to lay in a box. Black mother's stomach stay in a knot. We kill each other, it's part of the plot. I wish the hating would stop. War! And a battle with us. I know that black lives matter and they matter to us. These are the things we gotta discuss. The new plantation, mass incarceration. Instead of educate, they rather convict the kids. As dirty as the water in Flint, the system is. Is it a felony or a misdemeanor? Maria Sharapova making more than Serena. It took Viola Davis to say this. The roads are to help and the gangsters is really all they gave us. We need Avas, Ta-Nehisi's, and Cory Booker's. The salt of the earth to get us off of sugar and greasy foods. I don't believe the news or radio stereotypes, we refuse. Brainwashed in the cycle to spin, we write our own story, black America again.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that they're important. And a man can't get himself together until he knows who he is and be proud of what and who he is, and wait and wait and where he come from. And where you come from?
Hot damn, black America again. Think of Sandra Bland as I'm staring in the wind. The color of my skin, they comparing it to sin. The darker it gets, the less fairer it has been. The hate made, I inherit it from them. But I ain't gonna point the finger. We got anointed singers like Nina, Marvin, Billy, Stevie. Need to hear them songs. Sometimes to believe me, who freed me? Licking a Cadillac, drinking a battle rap. So is it God's speed that we travel at? It's danger than our own habitat. Them guns and dope, man, y'all can have it back. As a matter of fact, we them lab rats. You built the project for, now you want your hood back. I guess if you could rap, you would express it too. That PTSD, we need professionals. You know we're pressing, dude. It makes the pipes bust from schools to prison, y'all. They trying to pipe us to your political parties, invite us instead of making voting laws to spite us. You know we from a family of fights, us fought in your wars and our wars. You put a nigga in Star Wars, maybe you need two. And then maybe they will believe you. See black people in the future. We wasn't shipped here to rob and shoot ya. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Our men and women are created equal, including black Americans.
You know, one way of solving a lot of problems that we've got is letting a person feel that there's somebody. And a man can't get himself together until he know who he is and be proud of what and who he is. And where you come from? And where you come from?
We gonna be writing the black American story. 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 American story.
Yeah. Once again, we're back. I'm the celebrity media king, Jazzo Williams, and welcome to Jazzo's World. Yo, we got a good show tonight, but before we get into that, I got to introduce the publicist, my business partner, my mentor, my sister, Belinda Tata James, is the celebrity media queen. What's up, Belinda? What's good with you?
Oh, my God. We're in Jazzo's World again. Is it Monday? You know, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, right.
Look, we're getting ready over here on the East Coast to get ready for this massive storm that's getting ready to come in. So I'm glad that we're getting this out the way so that I can enjoy my day with my snacks at home and just maybe watch some movies all day.
I know that's right. That's crazy. In March, we getting all the snow, right?
Yeah, we had 90 degrees. No, it got up to 70 degrees, and now we're getting ready to have a major storm. So we'll see what happens. The schools are closed in New York, and New York City rarely closes schools. So this is about the second time this year they had to close the schools for snow. So it's serious. So everybody's going to be home tomorrow.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
But I'm excited about our guest that we have today. I think that you're going to really like him because you are a dancer. And so we're going to have some fun tonight. I can't wait to hear all the memories and stuff. So are we ready?
Yeah, we should be ready real soon.
Okay.
I'm looking in the system right now. We're about to go crazy. Who is our guest today?
He is the legendary hip-hop dancer, Tony Mr. Wave Wesley. You know, he's from New York City, the New York City Breakers, and they were featured in the classic film Beat Street. He has a lot of projects in the works. Our listeners are going to have a treat today. He has a documentary on Amazon. Everybody can go see it now, so I'll let him talk about that. He was at the Puma Legends event in Paris. He was featured in some ads, performed at the White House, and I caught up with him when we were in Connecticut. We were at the hip-hop expression of Black History, where he received the proclamation from the mayor of Connecticut, along with myself, for, you know, contributions to hip-hop. So is Mr. Wave in the building? Is he mic'd up? Is he ready?
Yeah, he's ready.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
We hear you. Welcome to Jazzo's World, Mr. Wave.
What up, fam? What's up, Jazzo?
What's up, Jacob?
Hey, Belinda.
Hi. Oh, my God.
It's all gravy.
So much. This is so good. Jazzo, do you know him? Do you know Mr. Wave?
Yeah, from way back in the day, I was a young buck. Matter of fact, look, when I say what I'm about to say, he probably start laughing. The brother that taught me hip hop and it's like the hip hop and the break dancing was named Shalimar. Him and Winnie Harris from Philly, and Shalimar used to do some dancing with Houdini. And Jahlil for Houdini, that's my old head up in Harlem. And that's where I think I met him here. It might have been here in Philly or New York. Back in the day.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all ran together, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, Shalimar, I'm his protege. Like he showed me the old game. So Shalimar was my man, him and Rennie, but I was more or less like Shalimar was like, yo, come on. He's like a Bruce Lee. Like, he was teaching me like crazy. He was like, yo, you must learn. I'm going to show you the four ways of getting of popping and locking. And he was like a tick. He did like a tick master where, like, I used to wave all the time. So he showed me how to break it down to the point where I was breaking it down. It looked like a wharf. I was like, yo, And then I can do it like Mr. Wave. I can wave it all the way out. It's like, yo, you bad. I'm like, I know. That's what I just want to show.
Can you still do it, though?
A little kid.
So, Jazzo, so when we were at the event in Connecticut, I mean, when the music came on, Mr. Wave couldn't even sit in his seat. He got off and started, you know, dancing. It was so good. So tell us about that moment. What made you get up?
Well, the event was for how to inspire kids, you know, and that's why I flew it from Chicago, because ultimately, you know, people veer me and see me as a legend, but for me, it's about forming a legacy, you know, so I'm really into kids. I really like teaching and showing and producing and have them join in. So I truly didn't get up first. I'm always feeling the music, the vibes. But one of the young ladies that's in that organization was, they wanted me to dance. When I walked through the door, they asked, and I told them I would, and I saw that we were losing time and the opportunity was there. So I danced with her.
She was good. What did you think? I thought she was pretty good.
Yeah, she was good, you know, but, you know, she'll never forget that moment. And I'm going to see her again. I just, I'm shooting a video for some new artists in Chicago, and I put her likeness in that video, because what we're supposed to do as people of the culture and not the very beginners, but we were there when it was festering, when it was growing. We're supposed to snatch these young kids and take them, you know, through a ride. I mean, what's the purpose of seeing Mr. Wave if I can't take you somewhere?
Right, right. And, you know, it was funny because one of the questions or concerns that kept coming up was how to bridge that gap with, you know, old school and new school. So I was speaking with, you know, some colleagues, and, you know, I thought that, you know, Ice Cube, he's getting ready to have this Hollywood Square, you know, game with all the hip-hoppers, you know, different celebrities. And that would be so great to have one of the legends or the pioneers of old school on there, you know, just maybe one or two, because I know it's about ratings and popularity and stuff, but if they can get on there, and then that's, you'll be like, well, who is he? And that's how, you know, these young kids can learn about the old school, you know, people or the pioneers, the legends that came up. But let me tell you what I heard when I put that out there. I heard that some of the legends and stuff, they don't want to be bothered with new school, or they disrespected some of the new people that, you know, was that making money and stuff, and they disrespected them, and they put their foot in their mouth, and now so it's over. I mean,
well, it's not that it's over, Belinda. It's not that it's over. See, what you have is you have young people. You have young artists that's found their own way in the world. You have culture, and then you have the truth. And we have not given the world the truth about what we went through. Yeah, we were famous, and I danced for 3 presidents myself, been all over the world, but there was also another part. The cultural part was not just the hip-hop, the 5 elements of hip-hop. It was also all that we had been through to get there and to stay there and to remain relevant, because we had nothing else. And I think that we need to talk more about those things when we get in these arenas. You know, like in my documentary, it talks about me being shot, about me going into a group home at 15, 16 years old and not having an education, but also talks about my growth today. And I think that's what, you know, is missing for them to say, wow, that brother's been through a lot, and look at him. I want to be similar to that, you know, brother or sister.
Right. Right,
so I don't think that it's lost. I just think that we need to kind of elevate our games in which that we can break through, because everybody's willing to listen if you got something that you want to say, right, Chazzo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ain't never lied. You ain't never lied. Because that's what I'm doing here, and I was doing it in Delaware and in here in Philly and South Jersey. Like, I'm on the bottom. I'm down at the bottom end, and when I do go back to New York, like up in Queens, where I used to be at with my grandma, where my grandma used to live, I might be on the corner of like, yo, young boy, like, come here. And they'll look like, yo, man, that's hot. Because they don't, mm-hmm. It's not deep. The culture is not there. They just like, they're rappers. I'm like, damn, that, right? I'm like, no, you're not a rapper, you're an MC. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You are a dancer, man. You know what I mean? You are a dancer. Cause they'll put something on front of it where they using an adjective. No, just say you a dancer. Cause when you a dancer, you pretty much can do a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? You got skills, and that's where your skills are. Like, if you watch a basketball player, take those moves and make it a dance move. You know what I'm saying? Like, you fell down the steps, change that falling down the steps, that's a move right there. Everything around you is a move.
Yeah, because the reality is that we can only do certain things with our body. And I was asked the other day at that same event afterwards, you know, yo, Wave, how are you able to look like you have no bones and you kind of loose like that? And I told them the reason why I can do it today because I'm in touch with my body. You know, I know the movement. You know, I know where I want to go, and I love music. So without the love of the music, you know, it's real hard. Then you're just going through steps. But if you love music, that's what they forget nowadays that we had back then. We all knew a little bit about how to DJ, MC, you know what I'm saying, rock the mic, dance, you know. It was a mixture of graffiti. We were all doing it. You know, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have, you know, we didn't have all that exposure like they do now. If I do something in Baltimore, it's shown before I can get out of the room. It's already shown everywhere. So, you know, they've mixed that up with really learning the culture and listening to the beats and rhythm and sounds with let me just look at this and copy it. But you've lost something because if you can't draw the crowd in, then you've truly lost.
Yes, true indeed. True indeed. That's one thing I did love. Go ahead, Melinda.
No, go ahead. No, I was just going to ask him, is all this in his documentary? Because I really wanted him to talk about, too, the making of the documentary. So what, did you go to back to your old neighborhood? Or
the documentary, pretty much, I didn't want to do a regular documentary. One, I felt like because we've done so much in the past, we had toys, we had management, we have all this in the 80s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, you know, management kind of jerked us. They kind of, and I applaud the brothers today because they are getting their numbers correct. And we didn't do that a whole lot. So when I first decided to do my documentary, I had a few offers, and I decided not to take any of them because they were all – they all were discounting ownership. I needed to own my documentary. So I'm the executive producer of that, and I think we all need to move towards owning what we do. There's nothing greater than that, you know, and understanding what exclusive is and non-exclusive. So my film is on Amazon, but it's non-exclusive. I can continue to shop it. But to go back to the documentary could have shown, I got 40 hours of footage, but it took... We got 46, the film is 46 minutes, but that 46 minutes, what I decided to do is to show Tony Drawhorn, which was my first name when I was in the group home, and, you know, that my stepdad, the way he lived, you know, and then Tony, Mr. Wave, and then Tony Wesley, who I am now, you know, so it talks about my past, my present, and my future, but it also talks about my failures and my successes. You know, of course I went back to the neighborhood. You know, you got to go back to the neighborhood. But I also took them on a different ride in the documentary because it's not about me. The documentary kind of tells a story that we all kind of lived through. You know, it's like a doc bio.
Okay.
That's real hot.
Yeah, it's been on Amazon since July. It's averaging 5 stars. No one has rated it under 5 stars. So it's kind of cool. Yeah. And with that, I just signed another deal with Global Schools because in that message it talks about, you know, and I don't want to be all about me and my past, but it talks about me not getting that education. And the fact that I didn't have that education to be able to hold a six-figure job today means that you can always move forward. You can strive for what you really want. If you believe in your – if you buy into yourself and believe in you – who can really stop you? You know, even if you don't make that goal, you still move forward. You still move the pendulum in the right direction. So I, when I speak at events, and I've done Cornell University and the University of Maryland and showed my film, these are my talking points.
Right. That's excellent. Yeah. That's excellent that you're able to go into the schools, because I think that's where it's needed to let kids know that, you know, if you believe in yourself, and you hear that over and over again to the point where you become numb to that saying, and you don't realize the power behind believing in those words, that you can do anything. So good for you for planting that seed in
those
kids.
Thank you. Well, society tells us if you buy a bag of weed at the age of 16, you failed. You're a criminal. But that's just simply not true. There's so much time, and there's crossroads. So when you have crossroads in life, and I'll tell you a real short story. My life could have went the other way many, many times. When I got shot, we thought we knew who did it. Me, my brother, and a couple of my guys, Billy Whitehead and a few of them, we get up on the corner on the Bronx. We right off Andrews Avenue and Fordham Road. We catch the dude, and my guy breaks the glass, and he puts it to the guy's face. He's like, yo, wave, let me. I'm like, no, because we're not sure. The reason was because I was not 100% sure. But what could that have done to my life today? Is that we got to speak about the things that we did wrong for them to see that there's a whole lot of good in all of us, you know. And so I don't want to take me way off the dance thing and all the great things I did as far as dance, but I need to be relevant today for these kids. So it's not about my legend, my legendary experiences. It's all about my legacy, what I choose to leave behind.
Right.
Man, that's definitely deep right there. That's excellent, brother. Keep up the good work. But
thanks,
we about to go take a little. We about to take a break. I need you to stay on here because we need to go deep into what you're doing. For everybody that just tuned in to Dazzle's World, we got the legendary Mr. Wave. Some of y'all guys might know him from B Street, but we're about to come right back. And when we come back, we're gonna finish talking to him. The celebrity media queen is in the house. Also, our other queen is in the house, and she'll be back. We got Tichy Couture, but I'm about to drop something for you. Ferris Monk and one of my buddies from here in Philly, Black Thought, and we'll be back in a minute right here on Jazzo's World.
White or black, new sad. It's that cooked up, cooked crack, new sad. Black thought, found rap, do bad. It's that lucid, rapid eye. My thing tanks like a piranha tank thing. Multiple bites, bigger, mega, reality, terror, giga. Grand Theft Auto, modern day Mickey and Mallory, small. But I'm sick enough to walk into an art gallery and piss on a Picasso. Crack statue, put my balls on a bank, be shit on it and throw it at you. So when the beat intensifies, I become emotionally desensitized. Like once I slapped a rapper with mate. Then I spit acid in his face after he rinsed his eyes. No, wait. I actually grew 5 times my size, grabbed mates by the thigh and slapped the rapper with him. Now that's practicing sacrilegious activism, a tactic for battling practical rap with wisdom. Actually, it's pragmatic capitalism for action. Crack under pressure and collapse when I get him. March is medicinal, man-made medical marijuana with a phase blast my rifle like I'm searching for Sarah Connor. And Shorty's got brains, Shorty not playing. From 40 blocks, I'm a killer with 40-watt range. Within a range with the bullets that I've arranged, encrypted and script with specific individual names that shall remain anonymous. Me and the ammunition's in a relationship that's monogamous. It's like I'm married to the silencer. Until I file for divorce and release my Excalibur. Do up with your arteries, place that for my adversaries. Push a snap back cap, your capillaries like. It's not Latin or white or black music. It's that cooked up, cooked crack music. Black thoughts and barrels, rap too red. It's that lucid, rapid eye move. Vocally twice as magnifying as ever hearing Chewbacca scream through a megaphone with the significance of Dr. King. Philanthropic. Cause I'm trying to see man united without references to soccer teams. My philosophy, prophecy, the opposite of Mephistopheles, side and Isosceles. Since the earth, the warn of environmental atrocities, and nobody can copy me, stop.
not possible, but probable that it's only philosophical mockery. Strange, change copper to gold, put your properties back. Stay on top of the globe, flip monopoly aim. Take stock in the soul, spit properly, properly.
Take stock in the soul, spit properly. That extended clip on my hips is awfully. I'm diabolical, follicle triggers that I cock and squeeze. Sending shots to ancient Greece, the pop Socrates. I bear arms like button downs without the sleeves. Manic, depressive, and possessive like apostrophes. My psychiatrist waved the doctor fees. Wanna wave the pistol and said, listen, quit watching me so I can breathe. National Association for the Advancement of Drugs for Performance Enhancement. And it's tough taking so many chances. But I've been a bad seed from the womb. They call me ovary cancer. And I got an ugly heart, although I'm totally handsome. Now take the love of your life and hold it for ransom. And my tactical can that never stood for any national anthems was hood. I am the actual answer, and I'll prove it. Black attire, rapid fire, rapid eye movement. I'm from a species that is higher. I am not human. Extraterrestrial alien, a monster killer, a conscious chilling in a barrel of lobster. Ex-slave, sadomasochist that gave the master my ass to kiss. A dying breed, I'm the last of this. Black is as miraculous as Jesus, a Nazareth. When I vocalize, the crowd rise like Lazarus. It's the bold scholar, my co-collar, piss on Peter. Your whole collar, he's on top of the board. Meet a Mr. Globetrotter and my Adidas. Pure cheetah hopping out of this exotic European four-seater. Hollin', Chiba Chiba like I'm Parkside. Killing is the dark side. Villain, I'm God, I'm Godzilla. Sometimes I'm Bob Dylan, but blood on these facts for real. So God willing, you feel what I'm feeling. Yeah, I never quit, I'm still syndicating up. Me and Pharamond did it for the benefit of us. This is straight ways of behavior, I never get enough. Get the picture, my militia getting ignorant as fuck.
Yeah, it's suicide, murder. Straight from the underground, through the proper optics.
White or black music, it's that cooked up cook to crack music. Black thoughts, barrels, rap you wet. It's that lucid rapid eye movement.
Yeah. There you go. That was the Pharaoh and Black Thought rapid eye movement. But we're back on Jazzo's World talking to the legendary Mr. Wave. For those that's tuning in, if anybody want to ask him a question, you can call in right now. 563-999-3050. I'm going to repeat that for you one more time. 563-999-3050. The legendary Mr. Wave and Celebrity Media Queen, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, this hour is going to go by so fast, but I want to hear about his foundation. Tony, talk a little bit about I Am That Kid. I hear you're doing great things, so let the listeners hear a little bit about it.
Okay, so I have a foundation, and I was talking to my man Special K on the phone one day from The Treacherous Three. And we're talking about, you know, all the things that we've been through and what we've done. And I told him how I'm talking about my legacy. And I said, you know, I want to have something where I could talk to him and hear the kids talk back and speak to me, you know, because I am that kid. And then it just hit me, you know. So I'm the founder of the I Am That Kid Foundation because I've been through all the things these kids are going through. Not every single thing, but the majority of it. We come from the Bronx, New York, in late 70s, early 80s. So we've been through it all, bricks and mortar. So I am that kid. So when I go into these schools, I got a few schools in Chicago now. We teach 600 kids for a whole semester, and we just take class by class. And I'm able to bring in a graphic artist, because if you take the word graffiti and change it to the word graphic, then it's better to get it's better received by the other cultures, you know. So I have a graphic artist, I have dancers, and we teach these kids, but we mention them in different ways, and we teach them respect, how to raise your hand and how to understand, to ask questions and wait for a response. And then we get their opinions. On top of dancing, I also choreograph plays for these kids. So they do full dress body plays, and I do the songs. But our foundation also goes into the streets, and we assist, you know, other foundations and other organizations that don't have a lot of money and want to see the dance. They want to see me. They want to see the MCs that I bring. And so the foundation travels We did something for Miss Obama. It was her and Barack in last April. The best thing about that is we received letters. You know, it was an Easter egg roll for kids, and the foundation went out there, and I was able to perform with Dougie Fresh was there and Easy AD, and we put on a few performances for the kids. So really, my foundation is based. It's for anybody and everyone. It's based on, you know, my documentary and my struggles and my successes. But really, I'm really into these kids and getting into these schools and helping them grow.
Wow.
And it's IamThatKid.org, all lower caps.
Well, what are some of the responses that you are getting from kids?
Some of the what? I'm sorry.
The responses, you know, what
well,
are they saying?
Well, I'll give you a small example. The way I do it is when I first start to teach as the founder, I'm always there first. And then when I get the kids, they sign up to dance, and I tell them in the door, if you are disrespectful, loud, or obnoxious, or you're failing in school, you will not be in this class. You will not be trained by me and my team. I raised a team called the International Floor Masters. They're from different countries, and so, we have that aura. So what I do is I tell a kid that is very aggressive in the door, the fact that you're so aggressive, you won't learn anything, you know, and the one that's quiet, I said, you'll be the master. So at the end of the first session, the one that is quiet knows more moves, and she actually helps out the aggressive one. Then you have the middle kid who's going to be, either way, is going to be okay. So then they become teammates. They become partners. So the bully becomes the person needing and wanting to support. And then they start to protect themselves and each other as we do the routines. But it's nothing bigger than the performance that they wind up doing. Even if I have a short run in the school, I put together a performance where my dancers do the majority of the dancing, but we put a routine together with them. And it just inspires, it grows them, it makes them feel powerful. The fact that they can do something that their teacher can't do is incredible.
Wow.
Man, that's hot. That's hot. I'm over here like a little kid.
Come on, Joe. That's old. You know, I feel that way every time I go into school, though, bro. Ask Belinda. I was there when I had that music and I saw her dancing. I was a little kid. You know, it is what it is.
Yep.
Young at heart.
Yo, I love it so much because a lot of the young kids when they hear about, they like Cazzo, or they hear the name, they be like, "Yo, you used to do stuff with State Property." I was like, yeah, I was a State Property choreograph for the Black Power Store, and I also worked with Sparks. I worked with Young Steph. I worked with a lot of different artists. So they like, "Real? Like, why are you around here?" I was like, "I was born in Southwest." They're like, "But you sound like New York." I'm like, "My grandma lived in New York. That was my other home. I had Philly swag in a New York state of mind. When I was in New York,
right.
They was like, "Yo, they was like, yo, you from here, dog?"
What they don't understand is the reason why you say your grandma and I say my mom, and my documentary tells specifically I was in New York running wild, and I called my mom. She was in Chicago. Because when we was raised back then, we listened more to our parents and our grandparents who raised us. They're not doing that now in society. So they need to get some of that too, you know, some of that knowledge. It's okay to listen to your parents and your grandparents because they definitely know more. So, again, my whole thing is surrounded by, you know, what would your legacy be? When Mr. Wave is not here anymore, I've already been asked to put my artifacts in Cornell University. When I did the documentary out there, they've asked me to do that. But
mm-hmm.
I just signed a deal, a non-exclusive deal with global schools. So all the universities, libraries, and K-12 in the United States and Canada have the chance to, and they're marketing and moving it, have a chance to get the documentary and place it in their schools. So, I mean, it's the foundation is really working, and is you just can't have one plan. You have to have multiple things that connect and work with each other, but then you have to own them all to be able to move it and which you would like to move it and have it formulate. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect the way you want it to formulate, but if you get it close, then you should be successful if you're humble and you have aspirations and dreams.
Right.
Sure,
and I'm
indeed.
Just going to ask you, how did you get to New York? You know, how did you get to Chicago, but Chicago's where your family is at. But you was in New York for a minute?
No, my family, I'm born and raised in the Bronx, Lincoln, on 3rd Avenue, Lincoln Hospital. Born and raised in the Bronx. My mom used to live in Arkansas when I was coming to New York. I was in her stomach. She left my real father. So we all born in New York. She moved out here first because her sisters were out here. They came from, migrated from Arkansas. So she was here before me, you know, before us. So half of us still live there and half of us live here. So I'm back and forth. I'm in New York all
okay.
the time. Yeah, you know, but I got to New York because I saw at 28 years old, you know, I was angry. You know, it was hard for me to make my documentary because I was angry. I just couldn't tell the story, you know, so I did the best I could to make it light as possible for people to understand and get it. If you watch the film, if you watch the documentary, it'll take you back. You know, I get a lot of conversation based on not what me dancing or me with pictures with Frank Sinatra or me hugging President Bush's wife. People never tell me about that stuff they see in a documentary. They talk to me about those other things that no one likes to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's deep. And that's really a good thing that the things that you're doing. You see me, I'm over here studying. I'm like, dang, I'm on the radio show with Mr. Wave. I'm dancing now. I'm loving it. Keep doing what you're doing, though. That's definitely a blessing. You definitely gonna have to come down here.
Oh yeah, not a problem.
We definitely gonna have to get together and do something. I do a lot of community things, and I'm just starting an organization called The Lab, meaning Love All Brothers. So that'd
wow.
be excellent for you to come down and speak to some of the young brothers. And I got young sisters. One of the female groups I had, it was just in my fashion show I did at the Afro American Museum called Untouchable Unity. Young ladies, and they remind me of, like, back in the day, like us. And I had to show them a video, and they were so excited. I was like, this who taught me. And it was The Freak to Come Out at Night by Houdini.
Mm.
So I was they were like, who this guy? I was like, and Shalimar was walking. Matter of fact, Shalimar got off the bus. And they was looking. They was like, who the young boy? I was like, look real good. And the young boy had a shirt on, so they looked. I was like, look at his face. It was Jermaine Dupri. So they was like, Jermaine Dupri? They was like, yo, like, he was a dancer. They
yep.
was like,
yo,
was
yo,
like,
yo, Jazzo, let me just tell everybody this is the deal. When hip-hop started, there was the DJ and the B-boy. Let's just get it right. Melly Mel used to be a B-boy. Tila Rock used to be a B-boy. Special K, and I go on and on and on. DST, all of them. Kyle, all of them, because dancing was always, let me tell you something, dancing frees your mind, you know, and when people say, like, I was listening to my man, and I love Crazy Legs, but he said that he don't like when people said dancing saved their life. I could tell you, as an angry black kid with a stepdad that wasn't doing right and me not having a toy to play with, dancing saved me from a whole lot, saved my life and probably saved me from taking somebody else's life. People really need to recognize and understand that dancing is the fruit to your soul. It's the quickest way to get there. African dancing, all kind of dancing, spiritual dancing, praise dancing, it's the direct pipeline behind music to your soul.
You ain't never lied. That's what got me out of a lot of trouble. Like I took it back far as going back to the old dances like Cass Holloway, Bojangles, the Nicholas Brothers. A lot of people don't even know who these guys are. Sandman, Sammy Davis. I took all their styles and just combined it with then Shalimar, then Watching You, like you, Shalimar, and Turbo. Like, y'all was like, wow,
man.
Wow. I'm like, I'm going to take all their stuff. Look, Turbo, Biden, he
well,
did.
Then you know what, Jazzo? You know what I think should happen? I think when I get there, you should battle me. Because you got to battle. I think you should try to get at Mr. Wave. Jazzo. Yeah, I got one more thing that I want y'all to know. I'm producing, well, I'm one of the executive producers of a show called Breaking Down. And it's a real cool show. It's a comedy. My man Rusty Dooley, he's a comedian out of L.A. He's the senior executive producer, and he had this idea because he used to break dance. And people think break dancing is a street dance, but they don't realize it has moved from being a street dance to a middle class, upper class dance. When I say that, that means everybody that's working and gainfully employed still dance. It's not a street dance anymore. So let's fix that one. But anyway, the film is about old cats in each city that's rivals and want to battle each other one more time. And I work with my man in this one, Lee from Beach Street, Robert Taylor.
Yeah.
Me and Lee are the coaches. So the trailer's on my page, and my page is Tony Wave Wesley. For those who want to know Tony Wave Wesley, the trailer's on there. And the fan club is on there, but you can actually see, you know, kind of the pilot. The scissor reel will be out the 20th of March, and it's gonna be not a movie, but it's gonna be an actual show. So it'll be a show where we kind of showcase a lot of people like you, Jazzo, that used to dance or have an issue with dance or how they migrated from dancing to whatever they do. So if anybody want to get down with that, let me know.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm definitely jumping on that. That's something I really need, because I just started getting back into the dancing and stuff like that, because it kept me focused, and also it kept me helping a lot of the people in the community. Like here in Philly, they got block captain. I just became a block captain, then a committee person. In like one of the biggest wards in Philly, then I'm in Delaware, Jersey, then I go up New York. I'm a little bit everywhere, and a lot
of
times they don't have nothing. They don't have nothing to do, and like back then,
exactly.
We always had something to do, like dancing. I remember when the Walkman came out. That was like one of the best things I ever could have, because I would be in the park and with a Walkman dancing by my dancer.
Yep.
Like, why he over there in the corner, like under the tree? I'll just be over there, like, boom, boom. I had some extra batteries. I was cool.
Instead of on those streets trying to knock somebody's head off. I got you, B.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
Yo,
you know, but it.
Go ahead.
Belinda, you still there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Jazzo done stole the show. You see this? I appreciate you, Belinda.
I told her I was like, yo, I'm mad excited, because this is like a lot of people don't really know the culture. They don't really know the culture, or some people, they might not remember my history as being in the
industry
and stuff like that. So when people find out, and then my own radio show, they listening like, damn, he was back then. He's one of the brothers that like showed me moves and things of that nature. So I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
That's
when
what
Puff
it is.
Still,
you know.
Look, when Puff was still dancing. So you know what I mean? That's like, wow.
I still move pretty good. Pretty good. Like
yes,
I said, I just
he does.
Did.
I'm a witness to that. Yeah, you did really good.
Thank you.
Really good. Yeah. I almost shook you for one of the kids. Yeah, I mistook you for one of the kids because I saw the girl, and then I saw another, you know, young man, and then I saw you. That you look just like a young man too. So I was like, wait a minute, did he get up?
Well, you know, that's what it is, you know. But like right now, what I do now in Chicago is I look at new talent, and I try to use my resources and my money, and I kind of do quick videos for them and go in the studio with them. So right now I got a group coming out. Kid is dope, MCDB. He went to New York with me for the Aquarius Boys. Well, it was our birthday party with Ice-T, and 2 weeks before I went there, and MC Bree, she's hot. And, you know, right now, they on SoundCloud, and I'm going to put a video out on them this evening that they didn't even see yet. And I also added that girl in there, but I called Kingsley to ask for her the actual video so I could put it in the video so she can be recognized. So I got
right.
still pictures, but that still works for her. But I was just so just her, the way she loved to dance, you can just tell it was in her face.
Right.
It's on
right.
the video in
right,
her
right.
face. It just, yeah. So I really want to do something with her in the future. Anybody that touches Mr. Wave, I need them to grow. And I just, that's just a mission that I'm always on. You know, I'm always going to stay humble, but I'm going to do whatever is in my power to help somebody succeed. That's why I'm opening up. This year already started. My documentary, everything is under Wave Entertainment. You know, I think the Norby Walters needs to come back and get people out there and have them own their own things. I own everything I have. So I don't have to account to anyone, and I just think that everybody needs to realize. And it's not that they don't want to do it, but Linda, they don't know how to do it. You know, so talk about formula, and you don't need a whole lot of money to do it. I got the formula for that. So as I do these documentaries and these films and do things for other individuals, I'll own it, a piece of it, but they'll own the bulk of it. That means after they, if it's done and it's fresh, they have decisions to make. You got to grow up real quick when you mess with Mr. Wave.
And this is a good thing because it seems like people don't want to share stuff. It's almost like if I share it with you, you're going to take from me. But they don't understand that there's enough air to breathe for every single human and animal and insect on this earth. So what makes you think if you gave up something that you're not going to receive? So, you know.
Well, you know, I can answer that, too. I don't have all the answers, but I can answer that. What I decided to do is I decided to get me a job and hold on to it for a whole lot of years and grow within the ranks of that job. So, therefore, Mr. Wave isn't all that I, my only resource. If Mr. Wave was my only resource, then I would be protective over the brand. So my brand is exposed, and I want it because I want to now learn, train, and grow people because I don't rely on Mr. Wave to make my dime. Most people from my peer group rely on their name or their knowledge to make their dime. So I kind of understand why I wish it would change. But then again, it's like then if you want to release it, then put it in a book. Put it on video, but have somebody that you can trust and make sure that you own it.
Right.
And then
right.
give them the information, they pick it up.
Right.
I'm sorry, Jazz.
I'm dancing right now and then video teaching it. Right? Oh, man. Yo, that is hot.
And Jazzo, I know how now I know how Mr. Wade keeps his youthful appearance. He does some good moisturizing.
Yeah.
Good, and I know you moisturize too.
You have to. I'm just shocked I didn't get no callers. Or did y'all ignore the call?
We got a couple people on. Matter of fact, we got our stylist queen here, Chi Chi Couture. What's up, Chi Chi?
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Kichi Couture, Couture in the World, one woman at a time. Y'all know it's Jazzo's World. I'm on the road as usual.
Okay.
Hi, Mr. Wade. How are you?
What's
all right,
going on?
Nothing but same old.
That's our
I've been waiting
queen.
To fuck up with y'all. Y'all been going. That hour went quick.
Yeah, that hour was gone, Jazzo. I might have me back.
and you know, I want to extend to you anybody that, you know, you're working with to let them, you know, I invite them to come on the show as well, you know, to give them a little exposure, a little experience, you know, being on radio and stuff. So just reach out to us and we'll make that happen.
That's what's up. I could definitely do that. I do have somebody, the MCs I just spoke to about, maybe they can just spit a little something for you, too. That'll be great.
Oh, nice.
I can do that, definitely.
We gotta promote our battle.
Yeah, you better look at my page first. You better check me out. before you, you know, let me tell you something, Jack. When I battle, so I'm not gonna, you know, this is like the Rocky movie. I'm the Russian, so isn't an exhibition. If I get you in the ring, well, I'm gonna try to do you, Jazzo. I can still dance, though, for real, man. I can still, yeah. And I can go for a long time, man.
It's just business.
You good? Ken? All right. That's what's up, then. I'm down. Yeah, I'm glad you guys got the show. I'm glad you're doing what you do. I'll definitely be more than happy to come up with any updates. Like I said, we got the film Breaking Down coming out. The show is a show coming out. The pilot will be ready March 20th. I'm going to shoot that to you, Belinda, the pilot. The trailer, 5-minute trailer, is on YouTube now. It's called Breaking Downs. Really simple to find. My documentary is Wave, A True Story in Hip Hop. Just go to Amazon, type in Hip Hop Films, and you get Wave, A True Story in Hip Hop. And the deal I made with them is if you have Amazon, you can watch it for free. And if you become a member for 30 days, you can watch it for free. So anybody who wants to watch it can go on Amazon and kind of watch it for free. And then you can purchase it, of course. So it's being shown, because Amazon is not exclusive like Netflix. That's my next target. So it's being shown in Japan. It's being shown in the UK, Germany, and, of course, the United States, my film. And then, of course, the foundation is IamThatKid.org. My webpage is MrWaveDance.com. Simple as that. All lowercase, MrWaveDance.com. And if you anybody who got some talent and want me to help them out some kind of way, let me know. I do know quite a few people. And that's just what's up.
Okay.
That's a groovy thing right there. We definitely need that. Thank you.
Yeah, you had so much vital information and stuff. We did have a couple of callers on the line, and we didn't get a chance to get to them in this hour because you just had so much, you know, to tell us, and I wanted them to hear that. So you gave
Thank
us
you.
The information. If they truly want to get in touch, you just heard his website and how to get in touch with him, and he's on the social media outlets as well. So.
Yeah, I think where our people who listen and want to talk is that it's one thing to type. It's another thing to physically talk to the individual, you know, so, you know, maybe they'll call you up and say, you know, could you put them back on? They have questions. People have questions they want to ask. A lot of people want to know about the battle in Beach Street.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
They want to know
well,
the truth. Who won?
Right.
You know.
Look. I ain't gonna go nowhere. Matter of fact, I know. I'm gonna stay on the line because this is a live show, and we're gonna stay,
right.
And we're gonna extend. We're gonna extend the show because I do have people on here that need to talk to you. But what I'm gonna do first is I'm gonna take a break, and when we come back, anybody that wants to talk to Mr. Wade. The opportunity is yours. Right here on Jazz's World, Dirty Basement Radio. Don't forget, tomorrow on Dirty Basement Radio, we got DJ Sincere right here from 6 to 8. But we're about to go right into one of my homies from Queens, Mr. LL4321, because that's what's going to happen when I battle Mr. Wade. It's going down, baby. It's going down right
okay.
But before we go into the song, I want to give a shout out to a couple people that's on. I see Miss Cream is on from the Philadelphia area. We have somebody from Connecticut that's on. Many shouts out. Jersey, many shouts out. Miss Angel, one of my model team, Jazzle's Angel, shout out to you. Okay, Ms. Latasha from up South Jersey. This is a lovely thing, y'all. When we come back, y'all can ask Mr. Wade some questions, but I'm about to put on my theme song so I can get hyped. So when we battle, he can practice off of this song. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. That
looking forward to it.
True and see. Here we go. Again, welcome back to Jazzo's World, and today we got the legendary Mr. Wave in the house. What's up, Mr. Wave?
What up, fam?
Jazzo. Oh, man, welcome to Jazzo's World. We loving it. Right now, we have another one of our queens on here, the sports queen, Miss Mary from California. What's up, Mary?
Hi, guys. I'm happy to be
Mary.
Here in Jazzo's world. Been listening to Tony. I actually had a question for him, but first I got to say I'm still picturing Jazzo in the park with his Walkman on dancing with himself. I can't get that bit. Can't get that visual out of my head. I love it. I love it. But I missed the beginning of the show, so I wanted to ask Tony who his when he was younger, who really inspired him? What kind of who got him on his path of what he's doing now? Was there a particular dancer like James Brown or you know who was your inspiration as a kid?
Well, I have to say, as far as inspiration for love of dance was, it was Michael Jackson. And it wasn't the group and the normal dance. It's when I saw him do the robot. You know, it kind of drew me right towards Soul Train, and then I saw a whole lot of it, and it opened up my world in a different, you know, way. You know, so
yeah.
I came into hip-hop back door because I went to a group home. I don't know if you heard that in the first part, but there was a kid in that group home. His name was Monroe, and he had this Electric Boogie style. A lot of people don't know, before my name was Mr. Wave, in the early 80s, you know, late 70s, it was Dr. Electric because it was Electric Boogie. And a lot of people don't know that, but yeah. So Michael Jackson and when he did the robot, Dancing Machine, it just worked for me.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I guess. Here's my second question for you. Are you a sports fan?
Of course.
Okay. Well, that took you a long time to answer.
Because I know what your next question is going to be.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm a sports fan.
Okay, good, because we're going to talk a little bit about sports here, a little bit of break amongst all this interesting discussion, and then you guys can get back on your path. But I'm sure you know what I'm going to talk about today. It's the NC2A tournament and the Selection Sunday that happened yesterday. They chose the 64 teams. I don't know about you, but this is my favorite time of the year, these next 2 weeks. And the college basketball nonstop going on is just heaven for me. So the top four seeds, number one, Villanova, same as last year. Number
mm-hmm.
two, three, and four is Gonzaga, Illinois, North Carolina. I don't know if you remember last year, it was Villanova and North Carolina playing
North
Carolina. In the championship game. Yeah, and Villanova hit that last-second buzzer beater to beat North Carolina last year, and they could very well end up playing for it again. But of course, there's going to be many games played before that happens. But it's just a fun time of the year. Everybody's going to be talking about it for the next 2 weeks. So grab your bracket, fill it out. You don't have to be all obsessed like me and read all the predictions. You can choose your teams by the mascots that you like. You can choose your teams by the uniforms, by the school logos. You can choose your teams out of spite. I'll tell you right now, I'm not picking Duke to win one game because I can't stand them. So you
wow.
just pick who, yeah. So you pick whoever you want, but fill out the bracket. It's fun. In fact, next week when I'm on the show, I want everyone, and that includes you, Chi-Chi. I don't know if you're still on the line, and you, Belinda. Everyone's got to tell me who they have winning the whole thing. So fill it out. You have one in nine quintillion chances of filling out a perfect bracket. So it's pretty much impossible. But some good storylines. We got a father and son playing against each other but both in the tournament for the first time ever. We've got a Northwestern team that finally made it in after 78 years of waiting. That's exciting. Julia Louise Dreyfus's son plays on that team. Do you remember her? Speaking of dance, do you remember Julia Louise Dreyfus? What was she, Elaine on Seinfeld, when she did that crazy dance at the Christmas party? You guys probably don't know. It was funny. She did a great tweet because her son plays for Northwestern, so they kept showing her at all the games. And she did a tweet saying, we're going to the big dance because they finally made it in. And she tweeted that, you know, her doing that crazy, ridiculous dance. But anyway, it was pretty funny. My team, unfortunately, was one of the snubs. You know, every year they talk about who got snubbed, who didn't get invited. I do live out here in Los Angeles for 30 years, but I, you know, born and raised in Syracuse, and my Orangemen did not make it in. A little bit of controversy on that because a lot of people, myself included, think they should have made it in, but they didn't, and I'm not bitter. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice. I'm not bitter. But So, yeah, so next 2 weeks is all college basketball. Tune in. You know, there's so much emotion with these college fans. There's upsets. There's Cinderella teams. It's just fun. So check it out. And if you're not into the college basketball, you got about a month left of NBA before the playoffs start. You've got a month left of the NHL before the playoffs start. So this time of the year, in those two leagues is really important because everyone's fighting to get in the playoffs. Baseball's just starting. We're still in spring training, which is basically just practices and exhibition games, you know, where new players get to vie for spots and positions before opening day on April 3rd. So college basketball, but then the regular seasons are coming to the end in these other two sports. So there's a lot going on. I want to hear what you guys are watching next week. If anyone has any questions, they can ask. Otherwise, that's going to be it for me today, just giving you a little overview.
Here you go. That's how we do it here in Jazz's World with the sports queen, Mary. Loving it up, loving it up, loving it up. And we're still here with the legendary Mr. Wade. And
what up,
we got a couple people on. We got a couple people on that, matter of fact, let me go right here. Hello, hello, hello. What's up, caller? Miss 296. Who am I speaking to? Hello? 2965341. Who am I speaking to?
Maybe lost him.
I don't think. Hello, are you here? 267-296.
Hello?
5341. Yes, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Who are we speaking to? Yes, this is Jazzo. Who are we speaking to?
Sanai.
Hey. What's up, Nai?
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
You doing good?
Yeah.
Sanai is a dancer also, Mr. Wade.
Is she? What's
yeah,
up, Sanai?
How old are you, Sanai?
I'm 11, about to turn 12.
That's what's up. That's what's
so
up.
So who you dance for?
The Live Fest Studio.
We couldn't hear you. What's the name of it?
The Live Step Studio.
Okay. You want to ask Mr. Wade any questions? Go ahead. He ain't gonna hurt you. You can ask him whatever you want to ask him. Don't get shy now.
Wow, she's shy.
How are you?
On the phone.
How do you become famous?
How what?
How do you become famous?
Oh, well, what it was that I developed a style that was different than a lot of other people's or performers. And then what you have is you have style development and opportunity. So I'm going to tell you a real short story. I was in the streets, dancing in the streets as Dr. Electric, and I got asked by one of the New York City breakers. I was going downtown buying me a sheepskin, a shirling, we call it on Delancey Street. And one of the New York City breakers was like, hey, I had my, you know, we used to tag our sweatsuits. So I had, my sweatsuit tagged. And he's like, yo, we have an audition to dance for the president, Catherine Dunham, at the inaugural gala in Washington. You should come down and audition. So I went down there, and all the famous dancers was there, Mr. Wiggles, Normski, Fable. It was a bunch of us there. Keith, who from Ultramagnetic used to be a B-boy. We all down there, and I walk in with my guy, Asa. We don't know nobody, and I see Mr. Wiggles dancing. He's kind of doing his little wiggle thing, and I see Fabe, everybody dancing. So I said, I need to develop a new style right here. So I took the Dr. Electric popping thing, and then I slowed it down and loosened it up. And then they took me out into the hallway because that was the opportunity. And they had me join the New York City Breakers that day. So my first big show in my whole life was dancing at for the president and going to the White House. Yep. So it's opportunity and to be able to go beyond what the norm is. So don't do what everybody else is doing. Try to do a little something different.
That's good.
Thank you.
I love the dance.
Okay.
I'm also on a joke team.
Oh, you on a gym team?
A drill team.
Oh, drill team. That's what's up. You know, that's what's up. So, you know, you have your gym team moves, and then you have your regular move, and then you have internet and television. You should combine all of that and come up with your own style. Just play safe. Don't hurt yourself. And you're a young lady, keep it ladylike and keep it strong. But don't try to do too many different moves. Master a couple of them that you can always go back to. That's how you win battles. You have signature moves, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.
Did you have it on Taboo World?
We're going to see some signature moves between Danzo and Tony.
Well, I got to tell you, the song that Jazzo put on, I sleep to that kind of music now. I need some high-powered, heavy, fast stuff, Jazzo. I got a lot of energy, my bro. So if you waiting for, you know, 1984 to come back around, you in trouble, bro. I get down. Well, okay. If you want to do it to that, we can do it to that. Then let me pick the second. I think Planet Rock, Planet Patrol, Just Begun. I'm not like one of the only B-boys or boogie boys that could dance to all B-boy records. I could dance to anything. I could dance to Adele.
Oh, no, look. That's my favorite. I ain't even going to lie. That's one of my favorites.
I get you up on Adele,
right?
Yeah. Anything.
That's definitely one of my favorites right there. I ain't quiet, shoot. And he said Michael Jackson, shoot. And when he said Michael Jackson, oh, man.
What's
that song by Michael Jackson? Get on the floor, dance with me, shoot.
I kind of like Criminal Minded.
Oh,
Criminal.
Look.
I'm a Criminal.
Yeah. Criminal Minded.
Criminal. Smooth Criminal.
No, that's my with the cone, cause that little lean he do, I got that lean. I ain't got it, you know. But they probably did more graphics with him. But I got that lean.
But
real
actually,
nice.
You know what's funny, Jazzo, about that? Michael Jackson, when he passed, his last documentary, you know, his he couldn't finish it, so his choreographers were speaking in it. So if you get it, you'll see it. And Michael Jackson said he was kind of bored of the robot and his dancing and everything in the, you know, early 90s or whatever. So he turned on the TV and he saw this crew. And they showed the crew dancing on a cardboard, no, on a linoleum outside. Then they showed, we did a show called Graffiti Rock with Michael Holman.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
When, you know, when I jump off the pillars and do the vibration and walking, and they show that in Michael Jackson's last documentary. So I can honestly say I'm in his last documentary that he'll ever see, unless they make up another one. But the one that in his passing, I'm in that documentary as well. So with all those feats, you know, I think that's great. But those are the stories you tell to kids to help inspire them. But it got to be coupled with the truth. You know how hard it was to get to that arena. Whenever I do a show, I did something in Europe, the Puma Quest, for all the, you know, they handpick their dancers and they fly them out there. Puma sponsors it, and I told them in the door, class and a master class, and I told them you will never be able to accomplish what I've accomplished. Not because I've accomplished a great deal or the best, it's that the times have changed. So what I danced for three presidents, President Reagan, President Bush, and Barack and his wife. You know, that's three times in the White House. I mean, there's not many B-boys that have accomplished that. You know, last year I did two commercials in Europe. I'm actually Gary in the commercial. If you go online, it's called Super Money Market. I'm a head of security. So when you're trying to accomplish goals, don't try to accomplish someone else's goals. Accomplish your own goals. And I think that we get lost in that, trying to be better than the person that just, you know, or trying to supersede someone. If you love it and it's and you have a talent, just exploit your talent, and it should take you somewhere.
Yeah, true indeed. True indeed.
Yep.
And that, yo, congratulations for that, because that is a mark of a true legend. And then another thing is, you pretty much love what you do, and that's a big thing right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Loving your skills. So that's a wonderful thing. Man, thank you for even some of the moves that I use or were shown, you know what I mean? Like, that's a blessing. That is definitely a blessing for anybody.
That's what's
for
up.
Anybody out there listening, y'all tune in and got to watch Tony Wade Wesley's. Like, this man and accomplished things all over the world, and a blessing. I think we have a couple more people that just called in.
Okay.
And let's see. I have one right here. Yeah, we're gonna go to this sister right here. Yes, yes. Hey, Miss Erica, aka Angel, how you doing? Don't be so quiet. We're not gonna bite you. Hello, Angel. You can talk back. You're on live. Hello. They scared of you, Mr. Wade. They scared of you.
At least they called.
Hello. This is 267-973-1902. Who are we speaking to?
Hello. I'm on the radio.
Who are we speaking to?
I'm talking to Dad. Hey, Lottie Dottie.
Hey, what's up, Dad? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
How you doing?
Just tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in. But you're on the line with Mr. Wade from the movie Beach Street. You have
how you doing?
Oh, okay. Oh, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So, coming out with anything new lately? Coming back out with any good movies lately?
We're doing one a show called Breaking Down. And we're the coaches, me and Robert Taylor Lee from Beach Street. That's coming out. The pilot will be out in March, and then it goes into production. So it'll probably be out later on in the year. But it's definitely a comedy, but it's kind of throws a little twist to it, where it's serious and a kind of more like a reality show, to be honest with you. So they come into my home. They see, you know, of course, how I live, and we kind of meet here, and then we go out into different arenas and dance and talk to different dancers. So it's a pretty cool show. It's something definitely we're going to include a lot of the superstars around the world that danced at one time or another or dancing now in this show. It's kind of like that Borat thing, you know, where you go around the world and taste food. So we'll be doing that. And, yeah, so we'll
so
be doing that. That's in the works now, amongst
come,
a few other things.
Y'all going to come to Philly?
Definitely, because I'm always in New York. So, you know, like I said about, you know, Philly, for me, Philly is home. Pennsylvania, Philly, New York, Maryland, that's all East Coast for me, you know. So
I was about to say, you got to come through, because Philly, you know, Philly, we show mad love, and it's always a good time.
You know, you're right, because I did hear that. You know, I might find the promoters over there in Philly. and see if we can come now. Cause I could bring my whole team. I got a team that travels with me, dancers and MCs and DJs that move around with me. So I don't go give you a 3-minute show. I give you a 9, 10, 15-minute show, you know, a collabo, you know. So I can see us showing up in Philly. I was talking to Ice-T's manager, Mickey, and if the Art of Rap goes there, then maybe I'll just jump on that ticket. I'll let Jazzo know.
Most definitely.
All right. Thanks. Peace.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we still here.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think she's
finished. I'm just calling in just to talk with y'all,
well,
see what y'all was doing.
Thank you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Thank you for calling in, Des.
Shout out. Can I
see
give
later.
A shout out?
Sure.
Well, I want
yeah,
I
go
want
ahead,
to
get
a shout out. I want to give a shout out. I want to give
go
a
ahead.
Shout out to everybody in Philly holding it down. I want to give a shout out to Kayla. I want to give a shout out to my daughter, Indy, and all the young kids that, you know, I'm in tune with and I'm a role model for.
That's
tonight,
right.
Honestly, Jayla, because the youth is important. You know what I'm saying? I'm a role
yeah.
model for the youth. I'm like a youth advocate. So a lot of people.
Well, that's how you can get me out there. You got to put something together. I roll for the youth. You got to up your game. If you're an advocate for the youth, then do something in Philly for the youth. And my webpage is MrWaveDance.com, or you can go to Tony Wave Wesley. And if you want that connection and you want to see some talent and have us come out there, you know, get a
Definitely.
Youth center, you know, and then we'll talk about how we can get it done.
I definitely will, because I have a very nice group in Philadelphia that I'm associated with called Modern Legends Drill Team, and they
What's
are
up?
Good. They don't get no shine. They are good. When I tell you, can't nobody beat them at number one in the city, straight out of North Philadelphia, 22nd, and Sis will be more. And they are
fly
nice.
Out there and shoot a video for them. I mean, it's ways to get noticed and recognized, and you just got to keep, you know, nothing happens tomorrow, but you just got to keep pushing it. You know, I'm telling you something, you know, you got a good aura on the phone, so your aura is healthy, and you need to keep spreading that wealth, but you got to think outside the box and grow yourself. So if you believe
right.
in this and you think you can make it happen for them, go ahead and make it happen. I got your back. I don't get no money, though.
Well, that's the thing. We're a nonprofit organization, so it's just kids that...
We're going to make Jazzo pay us. Let's get the money from Jazzo. Him and Belinda. I'm sorry, guys. I'm on my professional mode. Nah, but yeah, that's a great thing, and I'm glad you said that. You know, you're an advocate for the youth. That just rang my bell. That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna definitely check
right.
out your website. Thank
Bye.
You.
Thank
y'all
you.
Have a y'all enjoy the rest of y'all evening.
Now you too.
Yeah.
Bye.
You do the same, baby girl. Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
I got
two young ladies.
Oh yeah, we have a good time here on Jazzo's World, man. It was just so many people calling all at once, and a lot of times people get nervous and they don't realize the show is live. So therefore, when I put you on, you got to talk right now. This is not tape. This is live, and we've been broadcast from. I've had people from Australia, London, Linda then had California and South America, so we then went international with our show. So this is a blessing just having you on here, brother. This was an excellent, excellent show. One of our top shows. And then I haven't seen you and since I was a young buck. So that was a blessing.
Yeah.
I was excited.
20
I was
years.
Excited.
Definitely. Definitely, a little over 20 years, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
But, yeah, like I said, I'm definitely going to be staying in touch and connecting with some additional artists that can go on your show and kind of, you know, I tell my artists or whoever I'm working with, you got to give it. You got to put it on the table. So when they start to spit and stuff, ain't no shame in their game, and they definitely not shy because, you know, they're getting tutored by me. You know, so, you know, you will see the maturity and the drive and the hunger. That's what it's about. That's what's missing. You know, I would say to my peers, you know, snatch you about four or five groups, five or six kids, and, you know, make one of them a star. You know, that would be just phenomenal. You know, phenomenal. So I'm on a mission to help all that I can and who I can.
That's definitely a blessing. Well, look, we're getting to the end of this show. Oh, man, but we're going to have Mr. Wade come back in, like, we're going to say 3 weeks. Like 3 weeks, we're going to have him come back and maybe, and he'll have some of his artists that he's working with where y'all guys can hear live right here on Jazzo's World. But before
Definitely.
We go, how can people get in contact with you?
Well, there's several ways. One, of course, is my website, Mr. Wave Dance, www.mrwavedance.com. The other one is iamthatkid.org, all lowercase, iamthatkid.org. And then my Facebook page is Tony Wave Wesley, Tony Wave Wesley. Those are the ways you can get in touch with me the quickest. Well, the quickest is a cell phone, but I can't get that off online. But, yeah, those are the ways. If you want to see the documentary again, the documentary is Wave, A True Story in Hip Hop. And it's definitely a different kind of film. A lot of people expected me to put out a breakdance film, and I did. So I am dancing in the film. There's dancing in the film, you know, but for the greater part, it's you know, me telling you my story, not my whole life story, but snapshots of my life, you know.
Okay.
And very interesting piece.
Thank you. Where is the Celebrity Media Queen? Are you there, Celebrity Media Queen?
I'm still in the building. I'm still mic'd up. I'm still really excited about everything I've heard tonight, Tony. Congratulations on everything that you're doing. I'm just so glad that you put it on film. You know, if you can't write a book, then put it on film. Make sure it's documented. So those that's coming up to see, you know, your legacy and what you've done. So congratulations to you on that.
Thank you very much, Belinda.
Yeah.
How can they get in contact with you, Belinda?
Yeah, on social media, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And for those girls that's trying to get into modeling and don't have a clue, my book is on Amazon, 108 Rules of the Key Successful Modeling. I have one for the full figure girls too, Power of the Plus and Power of the Curve. They're also on Amazon. We have Vivica A. Fox in there and the bad girl of comedy, Lunel, on there, you know, telling their stories about being full figures and being confident in their skin. So definitely pick up those two books on Amazon and, yeah, just reach out to me on Facebook, on social media.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And as I always say, the Celebrity Media King, Jazzo, Google me, man. And that's J-A-C-C-O Williams, because I'm a little bit on everything. And coming in June, me and Belinda, she forgot to say, Modelazzi Online for all you models. That magazine is coming back, the online magazine, and every Wednesday we do boot camp. It's a model boot camp right here in Philadelphia. And we also have Jazzo's Angels, the model team. So we're doing it big. Just hit me up on Facebook, Jazzo Williams or Jazzo Media King, and I'll be hitting you. Thanks once again for a live show, and I'll be talking to you soon. Shouts out to Mr. Wave and Celebrity Media Queen, and we're loving it, and we're about to be out. Y'all have a good weekend, and keep God with y'all. Talk to y'all soon.
That's all right, fam. You too.
All right, bye.
Bye.